This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh has been assassinated in Tehran, and Iran is vowing revenge. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas and Iran say Hamas's top political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, has been killed in an airstrike in Tehran. They both blame Israel for a shocking assassination that risks escalating the Israel-Hamas conflict and regional tensions, even as the US and other nations scramble to prevent an all-out regional war. Israel has vowed to kill Haniyeh and other leaders of Hamas. Iran's President Masoud Pereshkian has condemned the strike, writing on the X platform that his country will defend its territorial integrity and make those responsible regret their actions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A separate Israeli strike in Lebanon on Tuesday appears to have killed Fuad Shakur, a top Hezbollah military commander. Back here in the U.S., the AP has been asking Democrats about Vice President Harris as she campaigns for president. The AP's Donna Warder.
According to a new poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research, 8 out of 10 Democrats say they would be somewhat or very satisfied if Vice President Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee for president. Americans are also more likely to say that Harris would make a good president than they were earlier in July, but they still see a tough contest ahead.
Today, Federal Reserve officials are likely to at least set the stage for their first cut to their key interest rate in 4 years. That could eventually lower borrowing costs for you and for businesses. Olympic triathletes jumped into the Seine River in Paris this morning after days of concerns about water quality. The organizers say the latest water tests show it complies with quality standards. This is AP News. Now to the findings of a Tesla crash that killed a motorcyclist.
Authorities in Washington state have determined that a Tesla that hit and killed a motorcyclist near Seattle in April was operating on the company's full self-driving system at the time of the crash. State police investigators made the discovery after downloading information from the event data recorder on the 2022 Tesla Model S. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said last week that full self-driving should be able to run without human supervision by the end of this year. The driver, who was arrested, told a trooper that he was using Tesla's autopilot system and looked at his cell phone while the vehicle was moving. I'm Norman Hall.
Nora O'Donnell is leaving after the presidential election as anchor of the CBS Evening News. She's been the network's top anchor since 2019. Prior to that was a host of the CBS Morning News show and a White House correspondent covering President Obama's administration. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.